Hello, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, how you doing? This is Joey giving you a call back from Local Splash. How you doing? I'm doing good. I did get your email. It says you spoke earlier and still interested in joining the Google program. So I literally just got done with another call. So as soon as I saw the email come in, I was like, okay, this is perfect time. And then, yeah, it's 3:33. So sorry, I'm a little late here, but yeah.
No, you're all good.
Okay. So I know your wife was a pretty important decision. Do you want to put me on speakerphone or you want to talk together or?
I guess she did have a couple of questions, but she wrote them down. She's back at work. Was asking like where the ads are running and what time. And then, you know, how they calculate fees. But I told her that it's just a flat rate, right? Every
exactly.
Time.
That's right.
And then if you have like any sort of like conversion rate metrics.
Got it. Okay. So to answer the first part is, I just want to clarify, are you speaking about Google or are you speaking about Facebook? Cause we'll do both.
Oh, Google.
For you.
Sure. Yeah. I guess I'm more interested in Google at the moment.
In Google. Got it. Got it. Okay. All right. Perfect. So, and repeat that again. So you're saying that you want analytics on like what you guys do and like as far as like the area, like what the conversion is for Google?
Sure. Yeah. I guess if you guys keep track of like how many sales, you know, are recorded at all or, or anything like that.
So yes, so when it comes to Google, Google has something they call Google Analytics. And every time we work with the company, what happens is that, you know, anything that we do on a month-to-month basis is all track. So that means that you'll be able to see how many keywords you're ranking on the first page before, how many people are visiting your, like your website, you know, how many impressions you're getting, you know, so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
right? So, We don't have any permission to go into customers' accounts to like pull up their specific data, right? However,
right.
what I can do though is I can give you generalities and show you basically why it's important to be on Google, right? So an example is this. So like a stat that you may find is, you know, 90% of all the searches that are done, people that are on the first page typically capitalize off of any of those searches. Page 2,
mm-hmm.
3, and 4 starts to dip, right? So that shows that
right.
being on the first page is obviously important. Number 2, the conversion rate does differ. Right now, Google says that it's about 27% that you're converting. However, you know, I, as a Google representative, am not allowed to tell you, hey, this is exactly what it is. Google doesn't want us doing that. Now that the information
sure, yeah,
is, you know what I mean? Just, and I just want to clarify
mm-hmm.
that. Because it could be more and it could be less, right? So like as an
right.
example
yeah.
of this.
Just a general.
Just general, right? So you're looking at typically
mm-hmm.
27%. Now, when it comes to you guys, what I can do is I can look up to see how many searches was done within the last 30 days. And you guys can factor in, you know, how many do you feel you'd be able to get, right, out of the amount of searches. So let's take a look at one of them here. Let me see. Okay, so let's do property inspection, right? I was trying to find the services that. Or do you want me to do home inspection? Is that the main thing you do?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do home. So I'm going to type in home inspections near me, and that'd be within your own service area, within
mm-hmm.
about that 15-20 mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like in the last 30 days, okay, well, good, pretty good book of business. So it looks like there was about 1,200 searches that was done in the last 30 days for somebody looking in within your area for some type of, you know, home inspection. So when we put you on the first page of Google, we're going to sit you in front of 1,100 people that are specifically looking for somebody to do their home inspection. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get all of them, obviously, right? You're going to get companies right. that are probably been around longer that's going to be at the number mm-hmm. one spot, right? And mm-hmm. they're going to scroll through those, and then they find your company, right? So out of the 1,100, you know, what we find is that you're going to get yourself a pretty good handful of clients every single month, right? Just from that alone. Mm-hmm. That's why it all differs. It could be more, you know, you can get, you know, 100, 200 calls. You get less, you get 5 to 8, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it right. all depends on, you know, how long that we've done the marketing for, but we'll at least get you on the first page within the first 30 to 45 days. So you only have to wait about that 30 day mark to even be in front of those people.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Does that make a little bit more sense as far as stats-wise?
Yes. No, yeah, that does make sense.
Okay. All right, perfect. What are the questions that she have? Does she have any more?
Yeah, I guess the ads are going to be run on Google and Facebook, and then is it just like, are they run like all day? Like if someone searches home inspection like any time of the day, is it always going to be on the first page?
Okay, so let me help you clarify this point really quick, which is we are not running ads, right? The ads that we're running is on Facebook. So Facebook advertisement is what we'll do. So if somebody's scrolling at any point of the day, you know, if they've done any type of search for anything home improvement related or home inspection or pool mm-hmm. inspection or something like that, as they're scrolling on their Facebook, they're going to get hit with advertisements throughout the day, right? So whether it's the morning, noon, mm-hmm. or night, doesn't matter. Anytime somebody's making that search within your area, they're going to get hit with an advertisement. So that is the advertisement part. But Google is not advertisement. That is actually a listing. So you're going to be constantly on the first page. So where you guys rank on the first page is going to differ, right? The longer you have it, the closer to the top you're going to be. But you may be number like 5, and then the next day you may be number 7, then you may be number 6 the next day. You know what I mean? That does mm-hmm. fluctuate, but at all times you'll always be on the first page.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, no, I think that sounds good. Yeah, that's about it. And then, you know, like you said, it's a month to month with the, you know, after the first 2 months.
Yeah, no, it's month to month always. So like we just ask for a 2 month verbal agreement, obviously, because the first 30 days we have to do a lot, and then, you know what I mean? So, it's canceling time, no contract, nothing like that. So do you want to at least give us a shot? That way we can prove it to you?
Yeah. I would definitely, definitely be willing to give it a shot.
Okay, cool. All right. And I know you say your wife was not there, right?
Yeah, she's working right now.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Let's get a couple things correct here for Google to make sure we got this right. So your first name, is it Nick or is it Nicholas, or what's your like full first name?
Nicholas. N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S.
Okay. And then can you spell your last name for me?
Yeah. Myers. M as in Mike. E-Y-E-R-S.
All right, and a good, well, let me see. Actually, you sent me an email, so let me grab that really quick. Is this the one that you want on here? Yes.
Is it Ann Myers?
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay, and the phone number that you want on there, is it your cell phone, the 310-294-0774?
No, could you put a different number?
I can. Yep. Go ahead.
424-247-6334. And it's just like my designated work number.
Is this what you want us to call you on as well? Or is this what you want your clients to call you on?
My clients. Yeah. I don't mind. I don't mind if you guys call me on my cell phone, because also too, I don't have two phones. I just have like a Google Voice. And so the way that it works uh-huh. is like when I get a work phone call, it just pops up as like, it notifies me that it's a work call, but I don't see who's on the other line, versus when I get a call from to my cell phone, it tells, you know, the caller ID is on the other end, but the caller ID just says, you know, like work line, when a call from work is coming in, if that makes sense. So
gotcha.
I never know who's on the other end until after I hang up the phone, and then I can go into, you know, Google Voice and then look who called me or, you know, look at the number at who called me. Right. And I can send text messages and stuff from there. But when people are, you know, initially calling me, it just shows up as, you know, Morrison Property Inspection and work phone call.
Perfect. Okay, cool. Now, I don't know if this, cause it sounds like you kind of have it locked down already as far as the different phone numbers, but what's included in this plan is you can get your own designated business number. We can help you download an app on your phone and we'll put like a business phone number on there. You can track all the stats on the calls that you're getting from the people too. And, it separates it. So it doesn't, you know, you can have your cell phone number and then you can have your actual business number. So if you ever wanted that included in the plan already, just let us know. We can do it for you. If you want to keep it the way that you have it now, no big deal too. So.
Sure. I'll keep it the way, you know, the way that I do because I'm thinking hopefully like if I do get some business when I go and meet these people, like when I hand them my business card, it'll have my,
yeah,
you know, my cell phone and my work number will match what, So I'm fine with keeping it the way it is.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Makes sense to me. And for your address for your business, what do you want to put down for your business address?
225 Avenue, Avenue, and in capital I, two words, Avenue I.
Okay.
Redondo Beach, R-E-D-O-N-D-O, Beach.
Okay, California 90277.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And you guys are keeping this website, so let me copy this. All right. So let me ask you a few questions here just so we can make sure we get the listing correct as well. So when it comes to your account, Nick, do you want, obviously you'll be on here, but do you want your wife as a administrator on this account so she can call in and make changes or...
Yeah.
You want just yourself on there?
Yeah, you can put her on there too.
Okay. What's her first and last name?
Rose, R-O-S-E, and then Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S.
E-R-S, yeah, okay. Got it. And then what would be her cell phone number?
262-496-5777.
All right, perfect. All right, now, what do you want? So as far as the keywords that you want to have on Google, what do you want me to put down here for keywords? The ones that I see on the site, or do you want to add anything additional?
So can you remind me what I have right now?
Yeah. So you got home inspections, pool and spa inspections, chimney inspections, sewer line inspections, thermal and enhancement, repair pricer, and that's it.
Okay. Maybe sewer scope inspection as well.
Okay, scope inspection.
Yeah.
Okay, any more?
Sewer scope. You could put the word like general home inspection.
Okay.
Maybe escrow home inspection.
Okay.
And then
right,
property inspection. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nope. That's okay. Whatever inspection you need, I'll do it.
Right. Just different variations of that. And then, you know, like I said, from my experience with Andy, like I'm trying to stay away from floor inspection or roof inspection because that's not, I do a general, you know, the entire house. I'm not a specialist, you know, I'm a generalist and I call out specialists like, hey, you know, I notice X, Y, and Z, factors wrong with your roof. You need a roofer or, you know, you need an electrician to come out to fix X, Y, and Z. Or, you know, hey,
yeah,
electrical
got it.
Panel looks great. All of your outlets looks good. You don't need an electrician, but you will need a plumber for this, you know.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I remember you talking about that before. So we'll make sure that that does not happen. So you'll get those specific searches as well. And are you currently licensed? Are you currently insured or both?
Yes, both.
All right.
I have a certification and. So in this, because in the state of California, you don't need a license actually to be a home inspector. But my company,
oh, that's good.
Good and bad. But the company I work for requires us to get certification before we work. So.
Oh, so you got to get some type of search for it. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So you can put down Internachi, InternaChi.
All right.
Certified.
Okay. Well, I don't need to, that's okay. So we don't have to go through a certification, but Google likes to know that, you guys are at least some type of certified because they've been cracking down. Like, we can't just put anybody on, but, 10 years ago, it was like the Wild West on the first page. Like, it was, you didn't even have to be legitimate to be on there. Now Google's like, okay, enough of that. So they make sure they check your credentials before anybody's on that first page. So no, you're good. Yeah. When you meet Alt Team, we'll go over that with you. And I think I found your Facebook page. I'm just double checking to make sure this is you guys. Just telling me to join a group. Is it, have you seen your Facebook page in a little bit. Is it a guy like kneeling down with a burgundy shirt? Well, flashlight?
Probably. Yes. I believe so.
Let me double check real quick.
Let me look too because I know I have one, but I mostly post on Instagram, but I have. When I post on Business Suite, it automatically posts to a Facebook page too. I'm not very active on it. I don't know, I don't really promote it, but it's
sure. Yeah.
I think I have one follower compared to, 200, on my Instagram. I mean?
Yep, I do. Yep.
So it's just there and I, because I am part of a franchise, our, the headquarters wants all the franchisees to have, a Facebook page. So I'm just kind of, checking off the box there, but I'm definitely open to, to using Facebook more. I'm just not very, I don't really know how to utilize it more, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. So it's not really your job to know this stuff because you're a business owner, right? You got other things you have to focus on instead of learning all the tricks of the trade for Facebook. But Facebook is pretty profitable when it comes to it actually has a higher. So Google does the same thing. You could do pay by the lead on Google, and Google conversion rate is 4%, while Facebook's conversion rate is 9%. Statistically, so far this year. So it is a good bang for your buck. You just got to know what you're doing. Which is, hiring somebody like us. So, I found it. Yeah. So let me add that here. Okay. And then you guys don't need a website. All right. Now, when you go to somebody's house, how do you collect payment? Is it through, PayPal or cash credit?
Credit card or check, or I always send out a QuickBooks invoice ahead of time, and then depending on the customer, some don't like to pay before they've seen me and heard me give them the report or whatever.
Yep.
So it just depends on the customer, but I'd say I always send out an invoice and probably 4 out of 5. Pay ahead of time, and then 1 out of 5 wants to meet me first or whatever, and then have me go through the inspection before they pay, which is fun because I don't actually release my report to them unless they pay and sign an inspection agreement. So I'll go ahead and do it, but just hold on to the report unless they pay. But I've had to hold on to the report for a couple of days and had to, kind of remind people to pay me. I've never had someone, you refuse to pay me, after me doing, sure. after me doing, a, you know, after me giving them a summary of like of what I saw. If that answers at all.
Yep, it does. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, so let me go ahead and grab this. Okay, and the area that you want us to cover, what's the zip code that you want us to cover for that? You said 20-mile radius?
Yeah, or you can do 15, honestly.
15?
Yeah.
Okay, 15?
Yeah, 15
okay.
For now.
Out of which zip code that's there?
We can do the office, 90277.
Okay, 90277, and then you want 15 miles. Okay, perfect. All right, now when it comes to payment, because this is going to be a tax write-off as far as your business goes, we do recommend you use like a, you know, business card or whatever you got just to keep track of all the stuff. If you don't have it, that's fine too. You know, obviously you can use whatever, debit or credit card, but the address of the card, is that going to be the same as the one we have down, the 225 Avenue I?
It is, yes. And then I do in fact have, you know, a business debit card, that I have, you know, connected to my bookkeeping, so.
Perfect. Okay. Yep. That makes sense. All right. What type of card is that? Is that a Master, Visa, Discover?
It's really a MasterCard.
All right, Master. I'm not going to charge you right now. Just going to get the information first. I'll read you off a voice verification, and then we'll go through those steps. But just to have it, go ahead and start with the card number, expiration, and then 3 digits on the back.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. 5347 4300 0029 4280. Valid through 1026, and the CVC is 410.
1026. Okay, and 410 was the numbers in the back?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Not going to charge you right now. Like I said, I'll let you know when we do. But
sure.
We have a.
Okay.
We do have a 3 questions here. I'll explain to you what it's for. You can choose one. You got for the security for your account. So it's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want?
We'll do city.
City. Okay. And then spell that if you could.
Torrance, Torrance.
Ance. Perfect. Okay. So the only people that know that is me and you, and then obviously our account management team when I get you over there and we pick a time. But I'll explain to you what that is going to be for. So before we get anything rolling, I do have to read you off a voice verification. So, you know, basically while I'm going through this, Nick, if, you know, you have any questions or concerns or want me to reiterate or repeat something, just stop me, tell me. I'd love to make sure you understand before we move over any further and we're both on the same page, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, perfect. So here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Morrison Plus Property Inspection.
All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
Nicholas Myers, and franchise owner / operator.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. And to get the results as fast as possible, you know, it is going to be pretty important that you stay pretty responsive to our calls. So we may call you or we may send you an email, you know, because it's your beginning stages of your marketing with us. There's a lot of things we can do on our own. And there's a few things that we'll need you for. So we just want to make sure, you know, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from Local Splash? I'll send you our phone number now, but just want to make sure you're at least... Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect. All right. And hiring.
It's hard
local
to be a business owner if you're not.
If the, you know, you'd be surprised. So.
Yeah.
Some people, they're like, oh, I want this done tomorrow. And we're like, okay, we call them tomorrow and, you know, they don't answer.
Yeah,
they reschedule.
Yeah.
Three, you know, a week goes by and they're like, hey, what have you guys done? Nothing.
Right.
We need you.
Right.
We need to talk.
Right.
We have to talk to you. So, all right. So, in hiring LocalSplash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And so the payment today, it's going to be $249. It's month to month, and that'll be charged $11/15/23. And the second payment will be automatic, same day. So it's always going to be the 15th of every month. So oddly enough, it's the dead center of the month. So
right. That kind of works.
You know, so 15th of the month of every month. You know, it'd be a reoccurring payment. Now, as I mentioned to you earlier, if we're on a recorder call, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting customer support. Again, I'll send you that number. And then to prevent any charges on your next month's service, just call us at least 3 days before your next billing is due. That way we can either put a pause in your service or we can just cancel it completely. Obviously, we know that's not going to happen, but it's always going to be your choice,
right.
Okay? So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So let me just make sure this goes through. Okay, so now let's find a time that we'll be able to meet with the team. So tomorrow's going to be best because we're actually done. What time tomorrow? You're in California, so between, let's check. All right, so between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. tomorrow, we have pretty much open. So whatever, you know, works for you, works for us, basically.
I do have something in the morning, so the afternoon, whenever the later in the afternoon, you can go would probably be good.
Oh, so the later, that is, let me see. So I think that's 3 o'clock.
Sure. Yeah, that would work.
I was going to say with three work, let me just double check real quick just to make sure. I go tomorrow. Yeah, 3 o'clock works.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. I'll put it in my calendar as well. So, and then how long is it going to take?
It depends on how many questions you have. So typically it's like 30 to 45 minutes. It's a phone call. They'll call you. They'll call right up. That'll be tomorrow, 11/16. Let me just make sure. Yeah, 11/16. And then we'll be good to go there. Your wife is on there too. So like, even if you wanted to have her on the call, then that's perfectly fine. That would be good too.
So if
she wants to be involved in it, that'd be great. If not, then you're all good. So I'm just running the card right now, and then once it goes through, then there's one more thing. The last step is just the terms and conditions. You're going to get a text message that has it. So it'll be a text message, and then it'll also be an email that gets sent to you. So just let me know when that text comes in.
All right. Got it. I got both the text and the email.
Perfect. Okay, cool. All right. So you got both the text and the email. So take a look at the text. That's all our, you know, everything that we've done. There'll be a link there. So say like my.localsplash/something. Term. Yeah. Okay. So click on that and then, you know, read through your terms and conditions and all the way at the bottom, just go ahead and sign your name. And then once you're done signing, it takes you directly to a login page. You can ignore the login page for now. That's going to be your portal to, see everything once we get you all hooked up.
Oh. Shoot, sir. It's the name is NICHOLAS, not ES.
Oh, so it was NICHOLAS.
AS.
Okay. I'm gonna correct that now here for us. So NICHOLA is an alpha, S is in Sierra.
Yep. Yes, correct.
Okay, I apologize. I just corrected that.
No, that's okay.
All right, so that was updated here on our side. All right, and then once you're done, just let me know.
So do I just reopen the? Oh, there we go. Okay. I see.
Yeah, I was gonna say just reopen it and it should be good.
Okay. Yeah. So now I see username and password.
Okay, you see the username and password? Okay, yeah, so you can pause it there. Don't worry about it. We'll get you hooked up. So that'll be tomorrow. That'll be 3
okay.
p.m. our time. If anything changes, obviously I'll let you know. So you do have my email. Let me make sure. So, like, you know, we do understand that, you know, I want to make sure you know that we will, like, you have me. So, like, shoot me an email. Give me a call. If you have any questions or concerns, it's totally fine. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I want you to at least have that point of contact. So let me make sure I send you my information, and then that 877 number that I send you, that is going to be a number you want to save. So you want to save it as local splash, so because that'd be the number that we're basically calling you from.
Right. Okay.
I just sent you my last text message. Should be done after this. So.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So you are all set. What are you doing? What are you doing after this? You got anything fun planned? I hear somebody in the background. I don't know if it's your kids or.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I have a 3-year-old. So, you know, that's, cause I always tell people that's my full-time job. And then home inspection is my other full-time job. So, she's just watching the show right now, but you know, being a dad is a full-time job, so that's what I'll be doing.
It sure is. I have 3 daughters, so I have a 16-year-old.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I got a 16.
Wow.
I have a 15, and then 11-year-old. So,
wow.
I've done all that. Definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yes, I know you get it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Nick, we are all set, man. Congratulations on the listing. Like I said, if you need anything, just let me know, and then we'll go ahead and get you taken care of and just prepare for your call for tomorrow. Super exciting, man.
All right. Appreciate it, Joey. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem, Nick. Take care. Bye.